The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Factoids on the Fly, a fascinating and fun-filled feast of fascinating facts, delicious data, and sumptuous statistics, all served up in 1 to 15-minute bite-sized morsels, sure to satisfy even the most famished of Factoid fans. I'm your host, Factoid Fred. While you're out there talking with your friends, shell-shock them by using a word like no other, say one that has more letters than other words in the English language, such as anti-disestablishmentarianism. At 28 letters, this is the longest non-coined, non-technical English word we know. It refers to a 19th century political movement that opposed the disestablishment of the Church of England as the State Church of England. Not satisfied with that, Olga Guerrero from Zapata, Texas, sends us a word at 29 letters, floxonasa nihilopilification. That was floxonasa nihilopilification, and means the act of estimating something as being worth so little as to be practically valueless, or the habit of doing so. And it is the longest non-technical coined word in the English language. Thanks for that submission, Olga. But let's say you're a little bit more of an overachiever. There's always supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. At 34 letters, it is a long English word that became famous after inclusion in a song sung by Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke in the 1964 film Mary Poppins. And yet the longest English word that appears in a major dictionary is the 45-letter word pneumomonoultramicroscopicsilicovolcanoconiosis. Originally coined to become a candidate for the longest word in English, the term eventually developed some independent use in medicine, and it's referred to as P45 by researchers. But the longest technical word in English of all time is the scientific name for the protein Titan. At 189,819 letters, Titan is the largest known polypeptide in the human body, and is composed of 34,350 amino acids. Though lexicographers regard generic names of chemical compounds as verbal formulae rather than English words, for its sheer length, it is often included in the longest word lists. And it's pronounced, I don't have the breath, and you don't have the time. Got a favorite factoid, bit of history, science, or trivia? Then send it to us with your name and your hometown at theflypod.com. If we use your submission, you'll receive mention on our next podcast, not to mention the admiration and envy of our listeners from across our RSS feeds throughout the United States, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. This is your host, Factoid Fred, reminding you that as John Adams said, facts are stubborn things.